This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, the artist still known as Bradfoe, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball is not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. on WEEI.
It's the hottest podcast in the world right now. Yes, that's a fact. Baseball isn't boring. The numbers show it. The analytics show it, at least in the baseball world. The national baseball podcast for Odyssey. Record-setting months. Zach Coe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Show some energy.
I'm great. How are you? Oh, that's...
That doesn't really
Never
do
been
it.
Better.
That doesn't really do it. Come on, let's go.
We're in the month of February. We got spring training games coming up.
But come on, let's every single now from here on in, let it be said, let it be done. Right now, Zach, we are doing this show. Baseball Isn't Boring on the radio every single Saturday. I have committed to it. I did it last year, and we sit here, and as we have told the public many, many times, it is the easiest show to do. How much show prep do we do?
None.
Zero. You know why? Because it's easy. It's easy to rant and rave and talk and analyze, and this is the place to do it. I get it. I get football, and I get basketball, and I get hockey. I can talk all the live long day. If you wanna call me at my home, fine. Let's do that. All right? But I am telling you, it is the easiest thing to do, and that's why I do the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast every single day. Every single day by 8 a.m., you're going to have a podcast up by 8 a.m. It's going to be at least 20 minutes long. We had Brandon Gomes, the GM of the Dodgers, this week. We had Sam Dykstra, who made the MLB Pipeline list, top 100. We had Marcelo Meyer on earlier in the week. Those are like just three people in the last 4 days. That's what we're talking about. This is easy to do, and there's not an easier offseason to do it than right now. February 1st. When's truck day? When is truck day?
I think it's Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I could never, ever, 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 with all due respect to the great game.
Monday.
With all due respect to the great game of baseball, all due respect to artificially getting people excited for the new season, truck day is what I'm not going to rail on truck day because a lot of hardworking people put some time into making truck day happen. Truck day goes down to Fort Myers, but that's not what we're talking about. This isn't about loading up the truck. This isn't about, oh my goodness, there's Wally the Green Monster throwing rubber baseballs into the crowd, into the 15 people who are there. And maybe it is. Maybe, Zach, that's where we start. Because this is part of the problem with this organization right now. Truck Day used to be a thing. The excitement used to be a thing. And I can rant and rave and see great numbers on the podcast and everything else, but it's two different things. That when you had spring training right now for the Boston Red Sox, right now on February 1st, heading into the Super Bowl, there was an anticipation. There was an anticipation not only of people sort of getting excited for Truck Day, but also an anticipation of who was showing up in Fort Myers, who was going to be the first guy to interview. I remember that I flew down early. I think it was like February 3rd, and because Jackie Bradley was going to be there. And Jackie Bradley was, at that point, at that time of year, that year, I forget what year it was, he was a big talking point. People were interested. And I fly down, and he says, I'm going to go all Marshawn Lynch, and I'm not going to talk. You remember that, Zach?
I don't remember that exactly.
Because you were 2 years old. Anyway, so, but the point is, do you remember, Zach? So when did your Red Sox fandom start?
05, 06-ish.
Okay, all right, fair. So you remember when, like, the beginning of spring training, it was, there was, this guy's going to talk, that guy's going to talk, this storyline's going on, this is going to dominate the conversation. All of it, I mean, across the board, and then culminating in who's going to be on the bench, the owner's sitting on the bench, which doesn't happen, hasn't happened for the last couple of years. So you had all of that. And now we're sitting here and we're still waiting for things that we should have basically have some resolution about back before Christmas. That's how it worked. And believe me, we'll talk about Alex Bregman. That's fine. Believe me, we'll talk about Bregman. But the Truck Day, you even bringing up Truck Day made me think about this, which is Truck Day is the sad trombone right now. It just is. It's a sad trombone. Not to say that there isn't going to be interest in the Red Sox. Not to say there isn't going to be interest in baseball, because I wouldn't say that. Obviously, it's not good for my business, but I actually mean it. I do think that there is a lot of interest in the Red Sox. There is a lot of interest in baseball. That's why we can roll out this 3-hour show and not think twice about preparing for it, because it's easy. I mean, it helps that we have Zach Kelly on at 2 o'clock. It helps that we have Brian Abraham, farm director, on at 3 o'clock. It helps that we have Gordo from the Play Tessie podcast in from 2 to 4. It helps. But, Zach, I can tell you, doing this show the entirety of last year, and like once again, McFarlane, yell McFarlane for me.
McFarlane.
Come on, man.
Well, the last time I did it, I clipped, and it was way too loud, so I didn't want to.
All right, this harness. You've evolved. Let's go. Just show some. What's the thing that if you go to a concert, you ever go to a concert?
I have, yes.
Okay, what's your favorite concert?
I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, pretend like McFarlane Energy is up on stage.
McFarlane.
See, that's better. We're workshopping it. Thank you, McFarlane Energy, for sponsoring us once again. But this is a great opportunity for us to talk about baseball, to talk about the Red Sox. But my point is that at this point, when the truck left, it was you were getting excited for the team that you knew. You were getting excited for contracts that were up. You were getting excited for off-season drama. You were getting excited for what might be. You were getting excited for stars. You were getting excited for the people, the little kids, had their names on the back of their jerseys. And now we're sitting here and our conversation, which will happen for the next 3 hours, our conversation will be largely about, like, what are they doing? What are they doing? They have this opportunity, this unbelievable opportunity to not only take advantage of a crappy American League, but to take advantage of a window or a vision that you can actually get back that sort of conversation, which made Truck Day exciting. Remember, that's what people loved. They love to have, we have these guys. We feel like we have one of the best teams. We feel like we are going to be in with the big boys. And right now, sure, they could have a good team. I think they have a good team, but you have the opportunity to put the hammer down on this conversation. And how are you going to put the hammer down on this, Zach?
Alex Bregman.
That's, you're simpatico, my friend. That's how you put the hammer down. And do I think the Red Sox are going to get Alex Bregman? No, I don't. No, I don't. Right now, as we sit here, maybe by 4 o'clock, maybe I do. I don't. Things change. But right now, I don't. And I'll go through it again. The frustrating thing about this, about the Bregman thing, is that you have a situation. This isn't just, well, it would be nice to get a Pete Alonso. It'd be nice to get this guy. It'd be nice to get a Juan Soto, right? In this case, the boxes that this check off for this player and for this organization, somebody has to say, step up and say, hey, you know what? I respect your opinion, you 30 analysts. I respect your opinion about setting the price for this guy. I respect your opinion about, hey, you know what? We might get burned for the last couple of years of the contract. I respect your opinion, but this is what I'm going to prioritize. And I'm playing the role of Craig Breslow. I'm doing an excellent job, although I did not go to Yale. I went to the Yale of Alden Street, which is Springfield College. So if I'm Craig Breslow, this is what I say, is that this guy, what this does, and even beyond Breslow, Sam Kennedy, Tom Werner, John Henry, even beyond those guys, even beyond Craig Breslow, you say, yeah, we understand analysts. We understand voice here, voice there, dissenting voice, setting price, whatever it is. We understand. You said you were willing to get uncomfortable. We already know this. You've said it. So far, financially, you have not gotten uncomfortable. Don't give me Chapman. Don't give me Buehler. Don't give me these. That is not getting uncomfortable. You're going to have to get uncomfortable, Alex Bregman. We understand that. But it's worth it. And this is why I would say, if I'm Craig Breslow, said, I thank you for all the voices in the front office. But here's the reality. He fits a position that we need. Second base. He fits a side of the plate which we desperately need, which we've identified as being a priority, which we haven't filled that priority. Right-handed hitter. He fits a 30-something voice in the clubhouse. The minute he walks in, he becomes an alpha, which the good teams have. Across the board. The Phillies. The Mets. The Dodgers. All these teams have this. It's just how it is. And you can say, hey, Duran's coming up and he's going to be a leader and Devers is a leader in his own way, whatever. This checks off that box, which is important. And here's the other part of it, and this is where I'm going to talk about Truck Day. Truck Day, if you sign Alex Bregman, business-wise, attention, visibility, fandom, all of it, the narrative immediately changes, and you can't get that with a lot of players. Now, anyone who's wondering, well, what's the alternative here? How do you get people excited? Well, there could be a trade. That's fine. But if you want to just Google best remaining free agents, good luck, man. Good luck. There isn't. There isn't a whole lot. And we're not even the best remaining free agents, Zach, starting pitchers. You know, you look at Jack Flaherty, Nick Pivette, fine. But what we're talking about is a guy, of all the remaining free agents, the guy that can fit what you need to change the conversation, to make me actually want to attend Truck Day. Well, that might be a stretch. But all of that, there's one guy left. One guy. Not to say there's other guys available who can't be useful. David Robertson, useful, that's fine. You know, Kyle Finnegan, another reliever, useful, that's fine. But this guy can help your business. Can all of this sad trombone that is the narrative with the Boston Red Sox, you put a dent in that with the Crochet trade. But it's almost like that dissolved. Because a big part of the promise heading into this offseason was getting uncomfortable. Also, being more convicted. All that. Fine, you did that with Crochet. But you still haven't done it in position player. You still haven't done it in the free agent market. You haven't done it. And not to say you can't do it, because you can do it. And we see the offers for Alex Bregman. We understand. If you believe what is being written, what being reported, 6 years from multiple teams, Houston Astros got back in, 6 years. We think the Blue Jays, he doesn't want to play in Toronto. Come on. This 6 years with the Blue Jays? All right. 6 years. If you're going to offer 4 years, if you are going to offer 4 years for Alex Bregman, This isn't like, oh, we tried 1 year, 2 years. No, you, if you're going to offer 4 years for Alex Bregman, that shows you that you you're not averse to getting the player. So get the player. Get the player. If he's going to take 4 years at a higher AAV, fine. I don't think he will. Maybe he will. Maybe the Red Sox will be geniuses, and that's the way they'll go. And we'll all look, and all this ranting and raving, we'll be looking back. It's like, oh boy, Red Sox are right. They had it covered all along. But the problem was, as far as the information that I have, and the people that I talk to, and the sense that I'm trying to make of this, when you look at the Alex Bregman conversation throughout the offseason, you had a window where the Houston Astros were out of it. Out of it. Out of it. Christian Walker, Isak Paredes, out. They got those guys. Go look. On the record from Dana Brown, GM of the Houston Astros, on the record, basically saying, yeah, we're sort of moving on. I'm paraphrasing, but we're moving on from Bregman. What happens? Nobody takes advantage of the window. Nobody comes in and says, you know what, we're going to do the Carl Crawford. We're going to offer you more. We're going to make it impossible for you to turn this down. We're going to do that. And the Red Sox, by the way, weren't even the team that had to do that as much as the Detroit Tigers did. He didn't want to play in Detroit either. But the Tigers, if they came in with a Carl Crawford, hey, you know what, we're going to make an offer that you can't refuse, he's going to go there. But the Red Sox right now, because of that Houston dynamic, and if the Houston offers the best deal, sorry, everybody, he's going to Houston. That's how it feels. You have Jose Altuve all of a sudden say, I'll play the outfield. That's just how it is. And when it comes to that, it is what it is. But if you didn't put your best foot forward, especially during that window when Houston was not interested, then shame on you. You did not read the market. This is not Xander Bogaerts. This is not, oh, well, we tried, but 11 years, you're not going to match 11 years. Nobody's going to argue with that. Where you screwed up with Bogaerts was the year before. But nobody's going to argue that, oh, you should have done what San Diego did with paying him $11 million. This isn't what this is about. This is adding a year, adding 2 years for the thing that fits so well now, and not only fits so well now, but also, people miss this. It fits well in the future. I'm talking about next year. Play Bregman at second this year. Let Devers have another year at third. Next year, thanks, Rafi. You had your year at third. We're moving on. Bregman, you're going to third. Christian Campbell, whoever you're playing second. Boom. That's it. It fits. It fits. So, I'll say it again. Do I think they're going to sign Alex Bregman? No, I don't. No, I don't. But that's not going to stop me from ranting and raving, because as we sit here right now, with the information that I think I have, I'm frustrated that you did not take advantage of the window when Houston was out of it. It'll be interesting. He still doesn't sign. I don't know if you know. Has he signed yet, Zach? Can you check that?
He sure hasn't.
Okay. Wait a second. What's this here? Hold on. Oh, no, that's something else. MLB trade rumors. Yankees interested in Kike Hernandez and Yoan Moncada. I tried, as I was looking at things, looking at best available free agents, Jack, I tried to tie myself into thinking, maybe Yoan Moncada could fit with the Red Sox. And then I'm like, don't. Come on.
Randall Grichuk doesn't do it for you?
No, I mean, isn't Randall Grichuk Rob Refsnyder?
Yes.
Okay, so what are we doing? If you want to talk about from the White Sox, who am I thinking of? You know, come on,
Andrew Vaughn.
No.
Oh my, Luis Robert,
or as our good friends from Playtest call him, Louis Robert. Luis Robert, like, all right, that's an intriguing guy, top 10 talent in the major leagues, I think. But no, Randall Grichuk to me is like a Rob Refsnyder all over. That's not, and so when we look at, and I see everyone lined up, 617-779-7937. We're going to get to you after the break. And also, as we said, Zach Kelly at 2, Brian Abraham at 3, Gordo's coming in from 2 to 4. When I look at the beginning of the offseason and the proclamations about getting uncomfortable, about, you know, being more decisive, that was another word, and also what they were looking for, end of the bullpen, right-handed hitters, getting better defensively, and obviously starting pitchers where they took care of. Where have they gotten better defensively? I know they work on ground balls. I know that they work at it. But Emmanuel Valdez didn't get any better defensively. If he did, it wasn't enough. So where did you get better defensively? You know how you get better defensively?
Alex Bregman.
Thank you. Again, simpatico. You and me, man. You and me. All right. You ready to trend?
Never been more ready.
All right, let's go. Here's trend.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
5 seconds left. A chance to win this in regulation. Tatum going to work. Elbow jumper. Yes, sir!
That's how it sounded last night as Jason Tatum drilled a fadeaway jumper with 0.2 seconds left to lift the Celtics past the New Orleans Pelicans. 118-116 the final from New Orleans. Jaylen Brown led the way for the Seas with 28 points while Tatum had 27 of his own. Next up, a trip to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers. That one goes down tomorrow night. Tip-off from the Wells Fargo Center set for 6 o'clock. Bruins looking to bounce back after Thursday night's drubbing at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. They host the New York Rangers this afternoon at the Garden. Puck drop set for 3:30. Speaking of those New York Rangers, big move for them yesterday. They acquired forward JT Miller from the Vancouver Canucks. They sent forward Filip Hedl, a protected first-round pick, and a prospect back to the Canucks. Miller's expected to make his Rangers debut this afternoon against the Bees. Busy day of college hoops as conference play is in full swing. Some notable games today include number 5 Florida in Knoxville taking on number 8 Tennessee, number 20 Missouri in Starkville taking on number 14 Mississippi State, number 25 UConn heads to Milwaukee for a matchup with number 9 Marquette, and UNC goes to Duke to take on the number 2 Blue Devils. Don't forget you can hear Westwood One's coverage of that game right here on WEEI. Coverage starts at 6:15. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More baseball isn't boring coming up after this.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of Bradfoe and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
So if there are 29 other fan bases or whatever that are upset with us, pretty sure that means that our fan base is very happy, which means we are doing a decent job of what we're trying to do, right? So our goal is to put ourselves in the best possible position to win the World Series each and every year. We won it last year. Last year has nothing to do with this year. It guarantees nothing for 2025. What has been great, like I said, is our ownership is like, go put out an even better team. Like, okay, let's do that. And now let's focus on winning in 2025. The team that we had going into 2024 is not the team we finished with in October. And everything we're doing now is with the goal of, we don't want to have to go trade really good prospects at the deadline. We will do it when it's necessary, but the goal is to not have to buy in July because prices are 2 and 3x what they normally are. So if we set up a really talented team that also has depth, the goal is like in July, like your team is good enough to win the World Series and you don't need to make additions. If you have to, you do. And if you evaluate and see how you can improve, but that is not the goal. So a lot of these moves are with the mindset of come July, like we don't have to go out.
Preach. Preach, Brendan Gomes, Fall River's own Brendan Gomes, general manager of the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, appearing on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast this week. Preach, my friend. I mean, there is so much within that clip that you just like, man, that's how you should think. Starting with, forget about last year. Our goal is to be better next year. All right, obvious. But not always obvious because they won the World Series. They already have Ohtani. They've already paid all this money. They already have a big payroll. But their mindset is, we got to get better. And that, the thing that really, really hits for me is what he said about the trade deadline. Is that our goal is not to have to buy at the deadline when prices are 2 or 3x more than they are right now. And that is so true. It is so true. So if you're the Boston Red Sox, you could pick through this in terms of the ownership, or you could pick through this in terms of, yeah, you could go in this year and hope that some of these things work out. But if they don't, you know, if you don't have some, if you're not paying for some semblance of what you think is certainty, then it's going to get painful. It's going to get even more painful at the deadline. We've seen it time and time again, but it doesn't always work out that way. But that mindset is exactly how, when we're sitting here on February 1st, that's what you should be thinking. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I am Rob Bradford. These are the phone calls. If you want to join in, 617-779-7937. As always, kicking it off, Jeff in Watertown. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Bradfo. Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness. It's February. It's February, Jeff. Let's go.
Hey, you know, and I was one of those guys that used to love Truck Day just because it meant that winter was maybe coming to an end pretty soon. And on a snowy day like today, I'm glad to be talking baseball with you. But, you know, that is the quote, exactly the quote that I wanted to talk to you about the trade deadline, because Craig Breslow said the exact same thing like 6 months ago. You know, we don't want to be in a position during the trade deadline. We want to, you know, and they haven't done enough to get to the point where you can feel that way. Like that's a huge difference. He understands that as well. And here's a team like the Dodgers who will pay three times what somebody's worth if they want a person. So, and even there, like they've set up so that they're spending their money now that they don't have to. I mean, the whole thing is just insane. I feel like I'm so dissatisfied with this off season. It's like going to a really nice new restaurant, trendy place, and the portions are tasty, but they're small and the service is slow. You're still waiting for that's what I feel like. Like eventually you just want to get up and leave, right? Like I'm waiting for like the move. I'm waiting for Bregman. I'm waiting like, all right, here we go. And the thing about 6 years is no, it's no time limit. It's money. It's money. It means like if you have to cut him in 4 years because he's completely falling off the whatever, all you have to do is pay him those 2 years. It's not like it's, you know, a cap where you're locked in the dead money. It's just money.
There's so much, including I want to really dig in on that analogy. It's almost like they're waiting for the guy across the bar to pay for their meal. But anyway, with the 6 year thing, yeah, I'm anxious to get your take on this. So what I've been ranting and raving about is what frustrates me with me this is that, A, you missed the window when Houston was out of it. Yep. And also, if you are offering four, then you're interested in acquiring the player. So if you're interested in acquiring the player, yep, then acquire the player, to your point.
And you have the money to do it.
Right. And this isn't like I'll use an example. Kyle Schwarber, they offered 3 at 30. Well, you knew it wasn't going to get done, right? So you knew that he wasn't going to take that, and he didn't. And I'll mention another thing about Schwarber when it comes to the years. This is what drives me nuts too. With Bregman, is he as great as his best year? No, he isn't. But is he a really good player, especially now that he's probably got past those bone chips from a year ago? Yes, he's a very good player. And so you know what he is, right? You know what he is as a player. You know what he is as a person. You know what he is in terms of a defender. You know what he is. And you knew what you knew what Kyle Schwarber was, right? You knew, for all his flaws, you knew what Kyle Schwarber was. But what you did,
needed him.
Yeah, what you did, is it, you know what you valued over Kyle Schwarber at the end of the day? You valued the unknown of Masa Yoshida at 5 years, yep, right? That should be the lesson. That should be a lesson. It's all right sometimes to overpay for some semblance of what you already know. And, yeah, that's the best way I can put it.
Yeah, and for the first time, it snowed this winter. I had to get new boots. I went out, I got the boots I wanted. I paid more than I should have if I wanted to shop around, but I needed them, I got them. I mean, that's where you're at. You had the money, you have the money, you need this, go get it. That's what the Red Sox used to do. You mentioned Carl Crawford. I remember when we signed Carl Crawford after getting Adrian Gonzalez, I was like, what? Like, it was like a bonus. It was like, gee, I didn't even think of that. Like, it was like, you know, really? Like, it was completely like... And here we are now. It's just killing me.
You said you used to look forward to Truck Day. I think a lot of people look forward to Truck Day. Used to, but it really is the conversation. And Jeff, you know this. We do this show. It's easy to do. We talk about a bunch of stuff. It's fine, but the conversations when you head into this time of year before was who's going to sit at the picnic table? What stars are going to talk, right?
We can't wait to hear them, yeah.
Yeah, we don't even get the owners. Like, we don't even get the owners anymore. So, anyway, Jeff, I hope you're well every single week, man. Every single week, we're back. All right, that's Jeff in Watertown. Let me read you, Zach, before we go back to the calls. And if you want to join in, 617-779-7937. A reminder, at 2 o'clock, Gordo from Playtesty will be with me for the last 2 hours. Also, Zach Kelly will be calling in. Zach Kelly, the always gregarious Zach Kelly, he'll be calling in. And probably like an underrated big piece of this bullpen. And then at 3 o'clock, we have friend of the program, really family member of the program by now, Brian Abraham, farm director. And Zach, you have a very, very good question for him, which is going to get his answer is going to get a lot of buzz on the interwebs. Right? Correct?
Yes.
I think so. So just stay tuned to that. Brian Abraham at 3. Before we go back to the calls, I want you to read, and I want, you know, I could talk to Jeff forever, but, you know, we got to move on to the other calls. There's a Twitter account. It's called @TheDarkPete. Now, just bear with me. You don't have to get nervous. Don't get nervous, Zach. This isn't dark web, and this isn't a salacious Twitter account. At Dark Pete. So, and from what I can tell, he really follows Liverpool soccer. So let me read you the first. He has a pretty expansive tweet here, but let me read you the first two paragraphs. Whether Liverpool's win the league or not changes absolutely nothing regarding FSG, which is Fenway Sports Group. They have to be much more ambitious and proactive moving forward. No ifs, buts, or maybes. They've run out of excuses, and the majority of fans' patience is extremely thin. It's time to prove they have to what it takes, or else sell up to someone who is capable. The word that I get out of that, that jumps out to me, is ambitious. You have to be more ambitious. You have to be more ambitious. And I'm not talking about ambitious in terms of hiring the entire Driveline organization. I'm not talking about ambitious in terms of I don't know, getting Walker Buehler at a one-year deal or Aroldis Chapman at a one-year deal or whatever it is. I'm not talking about ambition. Ambitious is Garrett Crochet. Like, that's trade. That's the ambitions that you want. That was encouraging. There's no way around it. But now we're talking about the next level of being ambitious. And that is the position player level of ambitious. Because as we sit here right now, you can go through the transaction log, Zach. Where's the position players? And you can't fix the defense unless you get different position players. I think. But that was part of the equation. Fixing the defense, getting better defensively. And unless you're going to implement a box and one on a baseball field, I don't know how you fix the defense without adding a really, really good defender.
And you can't really bank on Trevor Story just fixing your infield defense
because
he doesn't play.
I think Trevor Story's a really good player. I thought he was going to have a great year before he got hurt last year, and I know the narrative is Trevor Story's going to make Rafael Devers better, and there is an element of that. There's no question there's an element of that. But that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, that's a piece of it, a very small piece. We're really talking about second base. We're really talking about catcher. Like, that's what we're talking. And we're really talking about first base. And first base is what it is. You know, I think Casas will be a little bit better. But, you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice first base. It's not the be-all, end-all, as long as you're serviceable. But we're talking about the other things. And we're also talking about Devers. I mean, Devers is, they are giving him another chance. Okay. You give him another chance. But you can't keep rolling out at the end of every year and say, A, you're leading the league, the American League in errors. You can't keep doing that. You got to improve. It's a results business. And B, you got to stay healthy. You have to stay healthy in August and September. That's another big part of this. People lose sight of that with Devers. He hasn't been healthy in August and September for various reasons. So, all right, let's go back to the phone. Steve in Fall River. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Rob, I want to tell you what I think of when I hear uncomfortable and, would you say ambitious? Is that the term you use?
Well, I read the tweet said ambitious, but decisive was another one they rolled out earlier.
Decisive.
Yeah.
None of you people are going to be happy until they have another Rafael Devers contract. You want a bad contract. That's what you mean by ambitious. Yeah, let's just roll the dice and have a bad contract. We can afford it. Why is that the be-all, end-all? Please admit that that's what you want. You're dying for them to have another Dustin Pedroia contract. You're dying for a bad
Steve,
contract.
I'm going to answer that now, okay? Number one, a bad contract would have been caving into all the conversation with Jordan Montgomery last year. That was a bad contract. And I didn't buy into that. I think that a lot of people who were screaming and yelling about Jordan Montgomery a year ago was people who like the idea of Jordan Montgomery, which is exactly what Steve's talking about. You want the contract. You want to be perceived as being with the big boys. That's what Jordan Montgomery was all about. Now, nobody thought he was going to be as bad as he was, but anybody who looked at Jordan Montgomery could tell you, if you really looked into it, say that he's not the pitcher you're making this seem to be. So that's the bad contract. Now, what obviously Steve's talking about is Bregman. No, I'm not screaming and yelling to sign the contract for the sake of signing the contract to be part of the big boy club again. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. And I might be completely wrong. If Alex Bregman might come out wherever he signs and be bad, I don't know. But all I can go by is how I really feel of identifying the guy that you think is the best fit for a lot of reasons and saying, we're going to go after him. And sometimes going after him is taking a chance on getting a bad contract. That's the world of free agency. That's how it is. And you know what? Here's the other part about the Zach. Everyone rightfully is saying, good for you for trading Garrett Crochet. We don't know Garrett Crochet is going to be unbelievable. We don't know if Garrett Crochet is going to be the next great ace. We don't. Like, we love, that was a big part of that conversation. We loved the idea of beating out the other teams for a guy that most every team in baseball would want for the potential. But let's be real about this. And Garrett Crochet, friend of the program, friend of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, has been on, wore his Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt out to Shag BP at Fenway Park. Great guy. I think he's going to be really good. But let's not get this twisted. This isn't Chris Sale when he got traded. Chris Sale had made 5 All-Star teams. Garrett Crochet has gone through 1 year as a starting pitcher, and the last 3 months, he didn't never, starting on July 8th, he had never pitched more than 4 innings in any of the outings because they reeled him back. So we don't know. We don't know. We think, and I'm willing to take that chance, much like I'm willing to take the chance on Alex Bregman. So, Steve, with all due respect, I hope you have a fantastic day, Steve. But I can tell you, that's not where my mindset's at. My mindset isn't to just give a guy a big contract for the sake of giving him a big contract to get in the big boys club. No.
And you're not talking about a 13-year deal like one you gave Devers. You're talking, like, at most 6 years, 7 years?
No, they were painted in a corner with Devers. They were painted in the corner with Devers. Would you have said the same thing about Mookie Betts? No, of course not. But because you didn't sign Mookie Betts, because you didn't get Bogaerts at the reasonable rate, at basically almost half of what he signed for with San Diego by offering him a legitimate deal the year before, because you didn't do that, you painted yourself in the corner with Rafael Devers. And, yeah, now you paid. You paid that money. And I could make the argument at just over $300 million, it's a lot of years, and we don't know what it's going to look like at the end. But right now, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. We can't argue with that. Is he the guy that we say, oh, you know, he's the face of the franchise? No, he isn't. But he's still one of the best hitters in baseball. And you know what? He probably would get this money on the open market, Rafael Devers. So, yeah, you can say, oh, you signed another bad contract. That's an extreme way of looking at it. It's an easy narrative, but I just ripped it apart. I picked it apart. I made it look silly, Zach. But Steve can call next week. You know why? Because we're going to be on every week. Baseball isn't boring. All right, 617-779-7937. You're going to want to tune in at 2 o'clock as well as the entirety of the show. Zach Kelly, pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. I want to know what happened with Zach Kelly in the second half, because he was awesome in the first half. And he's going to tell us what's what, along with a lot of other good stuff. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'll be back after this.
Now, more of Bradfoe and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
All right, where's the clock in here to Truck Day? I see there's a clock where, this is, by the way, the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford with you till 4 o'clock. Zach Coe behind the glass. Zach, there's a clock here that says 2025 NFL Draft Countdown Timer. 82 days. We really going to do this for 82 more days? You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome for this spirited conversation about the great game of baseball. 82 days, 5 hours, 9 minutes, 4 seconds. Can we do a clock for the Truck Day? What is it? We're inside of 48 hours, right? Correct?
Yes, correct.
48 hours till Truck Day. You know, we're seeing a lot of, we had Fenway Fest, and we sort of did the, I don't want to say a soft launch, but the temporary reemergence of the Baseballs and Boring Show from Fenway Park. It was great. We had a ton of people on, Casas and Hendricks and Brian Abraham and Christian Campbell and Marcel, not Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony. And then that's not including the other show, which had Breslow and, you know, Cora and all these people, Ortiz. And other teams now are they have rolled their sort of equivalent out. I saw the Mets did theirs. They did it smartly the same day as the New York Writers' Dinner, which is a big deal, where they give the Cy Youngs and MVPs and those awards, so everybody goes. Grimace was there. Grimace took the mic. Good for them. The White Sox did theirs. I know that we had our Baseballs and Boring correspondent, Courtney Finnecombe, on site there. She interviewed Kyle Teal, Braden Montgomery. You know, you might remember them from Delicious Films as Paint Chips Delicious But Deadly. No, but from the Red Sox system. Now with the White Sox. Good for them for finding a spot where they're going to play right away. So you have all these other fan fests going on, and it's like, I felt like the one at Fenway was okay, but it sort of lines up with how we feel about Truck Day. It's okay, but sorry, everybody, it's not the same as it was. I think in large part, not because there's not interested conversation, because that's what we're doing now. We do it till 4 o'clock. It's easy to do. It's been easy to do for the first hour. Easy. Not because of that, but I think it's largely in part because of, you know, you have the stars, the star power more than anything. I think more than this, where the Red Sox stand right now, the thing that gets people most excited are what might be with the prospects, the Roman Anthony's, the Marcelo Myers, the Christian Campbells, those guys. I think if you look at it right now, those are the guys that get people the most riled up. And Jarren Duran, I think he was just on, was it MLB Networks or something, on their top left fielders? Is that right, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah, he was number two. The number two left fielder in all of baseball. That's how good he is. So you have that. You have, as we said, Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in baseball. You have Tristan Casas, who, you know, is better than people think. And that's weird for me to say, but he's such a polarizing guy, people forget how good he actually can be. So you have all of that, but still we're sitting here, and the guys, when I go to spring training, and my flight was booked 2 weeks from yesterday. 2 weeks from yesterday. So when I land, when we get going in spring training, it's going to be those guys. It's not, we come back to the picnic table conversations, or in this case, the bench conversations, where you said, okay, we're going to roll out these players and everyone's going to get excited about it. This just isn't those guys anymore. Like, and that's how it felt at Fenway Fest. There isn't, yeah, you had the Netflix things, but there isn't those guys. Garrett Crochet, maybe because he's new, but Devers wasn't there. And when Devers comes out, like, unless he says what he said, I think it was last year, like, we got to do more. Okay. Trevor Story, really nice guy, but not electric. You know, he has to prove himself. Jarren Duran, really, really good player, as we've identified. But still, you know, I think that still he's a guy right now that you would say that is part of a winning team. And he is maybe going to be recognized for being a star more and more and more. But right now, not that guy. At least perception-wise. It just, that's the difference. That's the difference right now. And obviously, we went through the heyday. Ortiz carried that for years. But it wasn't only Ortiz. It wasn't. And I hate to be simplistic about the whole, well, who's the guy, who's the name that little kids are going to wear on the back of their shirts? But there is an element of that, Zach. There is. There's an element of who is the guy that you're going to wear on the back of the shirt. You know who when I go to Los Angeles and I go to the Dodgers games, and I've been there a lot because the LLC owner, Joe Kelly, played for him. There's a lot of Betts shirts. A lot of Betts shirts. And think about that. You have Ohtani, you have Freeman. There's a lot of Betts shirts. When you talk about missteps, when you talk about mistakes, when you talk about that, I'm sorry, I'll bring it up again. All of it, when you talk about the center of the universe type players that we're trying to identify, Mookie Betts is, was, and continues to be that guy. And you had him here. You had him here. I said this about Zach. I said this about Mookie Betts after the Juan Soto thing. Juan Soto is potentially getting up close to $800 million. Mookie Betts is making, I think, $365 million. If Mookie Betts hits free agency like Juan Soto did, I would take Mookie Betts at 26 years old. I would take him. And
pretty comfortably, I think.
Yeah. And that's crazy to think that you did not identify that. That you tried to play these games. So what I'm saying, what this comes back to, is stop playing games. Stop playing games. Be decisive. Stop playing games. Ralph and Cranston, what do you think? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Look, a move they could make that would have would turn everything around. If I was them and I would make this move, I would go after Vladimir Guerrero with everything I got. Now, it may take something. I mean, I would offer them Cassius, Mayo, and if it takes somebody else, fine. But what you would do here, and you would show everyone that you would want to sign this guy, you know, for the next 4, 5, 6 years, whatever he's going to want after next year. He's a gold glove first baseman that automatically makes Devers better at third. We know he does not want to move out of that position. Now you have a guy, rather than, you know, getting a guy, you know, I like some of the moves they make, but this guy is a guarantee. I mean, you don't have any bigger guarantee than putting this guy in the middle of your lineup to get you 40, 45 home runs a year at Fenway Park. You'd have Devers and him back to back. But like I said, again, you know, you'll be showing the public, like, look, I know I'm going to have to extend this guy. I know Toronto and he are far apart. So they said they like Casas. So what you did by signing that guy, you'd let the fan base know, you know what, we're going to go back to where we should be and spend some of the money that you guys pay us or you guys give us and put it back into this ball club. And now you'd have a guy 26, 27 years old here for 10 years. I would do that with everything I can. And I don't care what you have to trade unless you're going to tear the farm team apart. But to get this guy here, I think it solves so many problems.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ralph. I agree with a lot of what you said. The extension of things is the tricky part. It just is. It just is. You can't trade. You can't give up what it's going to take for that 1 year. And I know the Yankees did it with Soto, but if you think you can sign the guy to an extension and you're going to commit to do it, because the Yankees weren't, right? The Yankees made their best pitch at the end, but they knew it was taking a risk. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And it does come back to that tweet that I had, or I retweeted, or I cited from @DarkPete. Again, we're integrating the world of soccer or European football and baseball. @DarkPete, I'll read it again. Whether Liverpool wins the league or not changes nothing, absolutely nothing regarding FSG. They have to be more ambitious and proactive moving forward. No ifs, buts, and maybes. And the ambitious thing just hits for me. And that's exactly what Ralph was talking about. Ambition. Ambitious. That's what, if you go back to that Netflix documentary of 2004, that's what that ownership looked like. Everything they did was ambitious. What has been going on now, other than the Crochet deal, hasn't been as ambitious. All right, Zach Kelly coming up. Gordo from Play Tessie also coming up. It's going to be a wild ride for the last couple hours. John Lyons at 4 o'clock. Be back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.